This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, Zavilla Man talks with Stuart Batterman from the University of Michigan's School of Public Health about the history of lead contamination and regulations to prevent it. But first, the Pew Research Center finds that the United States has become less religious, at least according to a report issued last November by some key measures of what it means to be a religious person. Jessica Hamer-Martinez is senior researcher at the Pew Center and will be discussing the findings on Tuesday when she delivers the 2016 Thompson Lecture at Kalamazoo College. Martinez's address at 7 o'clock in the Mandel Hall Olmsted Room is called Nuns on the Rise. 1 in 5 adults have no religious affiliation. Jessica Hamer-Martinez, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we have to begin by explaining the term nuns and pointing out that it is spelled N-O-N-E-S. Who are the nuns?
Right. So that's a shorthand that's often used to describe people who answer a survey question about their religious affiliation by saying something like none or that they have no religious affiliation. So in our surveys in particular, it's those who say they're either atheist or agnostic or nothing in particular when we're asking about their religious affiliation.
How much growth has there been in people who are not affiliated with any religion since the last major report done by the Pew Center in 2007?
Yeah, so we recently did a second wave of our religious landscape study in 2014, and from 2007 to 2014, the share of people who are unaffiliated or who are in this group called the nuns has grown from 16% of the U.S. adult population to nearly 23%, so an almost 7-point change in a relatively short amount of time.
But many of these people who are quote-unquote nuns do believe in God, correct?
That's right. So being unaffiliated or being a religious nun doesn't necessarily mean that you're not a religious person by any measure. So many people who are unaffiliated do tell us that they believe in God or that they participate in various religious activities, maybe sometimes attending religious services or praying on a regular basis. So when we're talking about the nuns or the unaffiliated, we're really talking about whether or not they identify themselves as being part of a particular religion and not necessarily speaking to their religious beliefs or practices.
Is there some evidence that there has been a growth of atheists and agnostics in the United States?
Yes, certainly by self-identification. So, you know, the share who call themselves either atheist or agnostic is part of that growing share of the nuns overall. And we've also found some change in the share of people who tell us, for example, that they believe in God. There is a slight decline, though still close to 9 in 10 people in the U.S. say that they believe in God, but that has declined over time, and a lot of that decline has come in the certainty with which people say they believe in God or universal spirit. And among the unaffiliated in particular, there's been about a 10-point decline in the share who believe in God or a universal spirit over that same time period.
So we might have a growth, for instance, in people who say, well, I believe there's a God, but I could be convinced otherwise, or I don't hold it as an absolute certain fact that there is a God.
Right. While the overall share who say they believe in God hasn't changed dramatically, the share who say they're certain that there's a God has declined somewhat over that time period.
Well, whenever we're talking about a survey, of course, there's many people in here, and you can't paint with too broad a brush. But are there some threads there in terms of the type of people who are more likely to be nuns or not religiously affiliated, according to the Pew survey?
Yeah, so there's certainly a generational element at play. And so what we're seeing is among the youngest generation of adults, you know, among millennials, there's a much larger share of people who are falling into that nun category than among older generations. And so a lot of what we're seeing behind this overall growth in the share of the unaffiliated is generational replacement. So as millennials are coming of age and replacing older generations in the U.S. population overall, we're seeing that share of the unaffiliated grow at the same time.
One question that is posed in the Pew report, and I'd like to have you address this a little bit, is can some of this increase be attributed to the fact that maybe we're giving a name to a group of people which has existed before and existed for a long time, people who are not religiously affiliated.
Right. So I think what you're getting at is sort of the question of, you know, whether this is a big change in how people are living out their religion, or whether it's largely a change in what people are calling themselves. And certainly there's probably some of both. What we're seeing, for example, what we've seen in the past is that a lot of the growth in the share of people who call themselves unaffiliated has come among people who didn't necessarily participate in organized religion on a regular basis to begin with. So, you know, among those who didn't attend religious services frequently to begin with, a growing share are now saying that they have no particular religion. So to some degree, it might just be an increasing share of people who are dropping those labels that they had from, you know, growing up in a particular religion, rather than a big change in the way that they're living out their faith.
The survey also shows that in some ways Americans are becoming more spiritual. And I suppose, first of all, we should maybe spell out how people might see a difference between being religious and being spiritual.
Yeah, and really, you know, these are two words that can be defined in many sorts of ways. And so when we talk about changes in religiosity in these reports from the Religious Landscape Study, you know, we're talking about, first of all, what we've already mentioned, that the growing share of people who have no particular religious affiliation, but also the other changes I mentioned, you know, change in the share who have a certain belief in God, or changes in the share who say they pray daily or they attend religious services at least monthly. And these are some, you know, common measures that we use of religiosity. But you also hear people talk about maybe being a more spiritual person than a religious person. And so we ask some questions that kind of get at some of the spirituality aspect of it. You know, we asked how often people feel a deep sense of spiritual peace and well-being, for example, or how often they feel a deep sense of wonder about the universe. And we find increasing shares who say that they feel these sort of spiritual senses at least once a week, for example. And we see increasing shares among both the affiliated and the unaffiliated who say that they experience these, you know, senses of peace and wonder and spirituality.
You also find that people who are religiously affiliated have grown more observant in recent years. How might people demonstrate that they're more observant religiously?
Right. So among those who still say that they do have a religious affiliation, and this is a majority of U.S. adults still, we find increasing shares who say they do things like read scripture at least once a week, or who participate in prayer groups or scripture study groups on a weekly basis, and also a small increase in the share who say they share their faith with others on a weekly basis. So even as we're seeing this growing share on one hand of people who are disaffiliated with religion, and among that group, you know, also we're seeing decreases in their religious practice and their levels of religious belief, among the affiliated, we're actually seeing some slight increases in the ways that they engage with their faith.
In some ways, it almost sounds like a lot of things in American life these days, a polarization here. We have more people who are coming along who are not religious. The people who are religious and religiously affiliated are perhaps maybe becoming a little more religious in some ways, or at least practicing it or observing it more. Is that the way this looks in some ways, that we have almost two Americas when it comes to religion?
I mean, I think that's a fair way to think about it and to talk about it. You know, like you said, on the one hand, you have this growing share, particularly among young adults, who aren't engaged with religion, at least in the traditional ways that we measure. But among those who still do say, you know, I consider myself a Christian, or, you know, I have a religious affiliation, among that group, we're seeing at the very least stability in many of these measures, and to some degree even a growing practice when it comes to, you know, how they engage with their faith.
So as you've told us, a lot of this growth in nuns, as we call them, can be attributed to millennials, younger people who, at least to date, have not found a religion or have not affiliated themselves with a religion. Is it possible that as these millennials, quote unquote, grow up, they may join churches, they may become more religious with age, and we will see these numbers change?
It's certainly possible, and it's something that's difficult to predict and something that we'll have to continue to look at in our surveys to see how it plays out. But when we look at more long-term data, for example, the General Social Survey that's been conducted since the early 70s, for example, where we can look at cohorts of people over time and how age has been associated with various measures of religion, to some degree, we see that people become maybe more religious in certain ways as they get older. You know, if we look at previous generations and measures of prayer, for example, we see that people tend to become somewhat more prayerful as they get older. But when we look at the same sort of long-term cohort analysis of religious affiliation, that is, whether you identify with a religion or not, we don't tend to see people becoming more likely to affiliate with religion as they get older. And this has been the case with, you know, each of the older generations, and, you know, millennials will have to wait some more time to see how it plays out for that particular generation. But if they follow previous patterns, there's nothing to suggest that they're going to become more religiously affiliated as they age.
And as I recall, one of the things I read in your report is that the older millennials have not started to move in that direction yet, that they don't seem to be trending towards being more affiliated with a religion than they did when they were the younger end of the millennial spectrum.
That's right. So as I mentioned, we did our first religious landscape study in 2007. And so when we did the second, we could kind of look at those millennials who were old enough in 2007 to be in our survey, because we survey only adults age 18 and older. And so if we can look at change over time among that group who was old enough to be in our survey. And, you know, so far, we don't see evidence that that group is becoming more affiliated. And again, it's a somewhat short period of time, so it's something we'll have to keep watching in the future. But so far, we don't see anything to suggest that the older millennials are becoming more religious just yet.
So 8 years between kind of these big studies, what are some of the other things that you look at the Pew Center in terms of religion, how Americans are practicing it, and maybe how it affects other walks of life?
Right. So we like to, you know, look at not only how people's religious affiliation and their beliefs and practices might be changing over time, but how they're associated with maybe other sorts of aspects of people's lives. And so, for example, we find a lot of associations between religious affiliation and social and political views, for example. And, you know, as we're coming into an election year, we can take a look at, you know, how people identify politically and how that corresponds with how they identify in a religious sense. And so we see, you know, a growing share, for example, of the Democratic coalition being made up of the religiously unaffiliated. And it might be surprising to some that we also see a growing share of Republicans being made up of the unaffiliated as well. It's not as large a share as among the Democratic coalition, but we see growth among both of these groups. We also see some associations between religious identity and other sorts of social and political views. So we see growing shares of people, for example, saying homosexuality should be accepted by society. And we see this sort of across the board among religious groups. Whereas when it comes to a question about abortion and whether it should be legal or illegal in all or most cases, we see much more stability over time. While there are differences between various religious subgroups, there hasn't been a lot of change in a view like that over time when it comes to, you know, how religion is associated with their views. So those are a couple of examples of the ways that religion is associated with other sorts of views.
Jessica Hamer-Martinez, thank you for your time.
Thanks so much.
Jessica Hamer-Martinez is senior researcher at the Pew Center. She will deliver the 2016 Thompson Lecture at Kalamazoo College on Tuesday. Martinez's address at 7 o'clock in the Mandel Hall Olmsted Room is called Nuns on the Rise. 1 in 5 adults have no religious affiliation. You can find links to the Pew Research Center's studies on religion in America at WMUK.org.